time of the week again. Prepare yourself for the Surveyors of Saws, the Sultans of Spaghetti, the whispers in your ears. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the What's Your Spaghetti Policy Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Alex and Jacob.
So, I got a question for you guys. Growing up, in the boondocks as I did, okay, mm-hmm. I'd always see these signs or these bumper stickers, and they would say, you know, honk if you love X, right? Say like
Jesus,
honk if you love Jesus, honk if you love cheese, honk if you love big hairy men, whatever the case. Like, what do those stickers say to you guys?
That means you honk if you like that thing. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay.
I feel like I'm cheating because I feel like I know where you're going with this because I also heard this recently.
I saw a TikTok, as I always do, and they were explaining it to me that apparently if you're autistic, again, this is a TikTok diagnosis, baby. If you're autistic, you don't understand that you're not supposed to be honking because you like those things, but it's a sarcastic gesture. The bumper sticker is in sarcasm because now anytime you honk at that person, it's not because they're not going at a red light or a green arrow or whatever. It's not because they're doing a really shitty job, you know, or it's not because you like that thing. It's because they're doing a shitty job. And instead of yelling at them, you're just honking because you love cheese. So it's like a,
it's just like the, if do you follow Jesus this close?
Exactly. It's like one of those bumper stickers.
I bitched and complained about these bumper stickers.
I had no idea, though, that it was like sarcasm, right? I always thought that, like, I'm supposed to honk if I love cheese. So that's, I don't know. This is my TikTok.
That's what everyone thought, though. Like, I don't know anyone who didn't think that. I mean, maybe we're all autistic. I don't know.
Was there a cultural shift in which it was supposed to just be about me loving cheese? But then somebody was like, well, if I put this bumper sticker on my back of my car and I like don't go at a red light or green arrow at a red light and people honk at me, it's not because I'm a bad driver. It's because jokes on them. They're honking because they love
cheese. But you have to have some sort of self-awareness to know that like you put that sticker there. I mean, I'm like regurgitating the same thing I said. It's where you have
like
to
they
know.
They actively know that they're a shitty driver, but instead of like fixing
instead of,
it,
yeah, instead of like, solving the problem themselves, about it. Instead of being like, oh, actually, you know what? This is my fault. Actually, it's everyone else's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Okay, so I'm just glad that I'm not autistic now. So that makes me feel better. Even if I was, there's nothing wrong with being autistic, but I'm just saying, I think you are. I've got the signs, but
I was behind somebody the other day that literally, it was a truck. It was just like a regular pickup truck, not a business truck. I mean, it could have been a business truck, but there was nothing on the vehicle that indicated that it was like a lawn service or anything.
Yeah.
And they in their rear view, like in the window that goes above the bed of the truck, it said, stay back 1,000 feet. Giant letters.
I respect it.
That's a long distance. That's crazy.
That's more than 3 football fields. They're like, stay the hell away, please. Is it? Yeah, that's 900. Yeah, it's 1,000 feet.
It was 1,000 feet, not 100. I counted the zeros.
That's 3.25 football fields. So,
but it's like, why? It feels like they meant to put 100, but they're dumb.
I see it as like they just don't like people. They like don't like
anybody. Then get off the road, bro. Get off the road.
Yeah,
like
honestly,
if it's that bad, just you know.
So the most behind
a... my road is like there's a guy with like a fake taxi sticker on his truck, and it's funny. I get it, but it's like
I was behind a truck that was like typical douchebag truck lifted with like the truck nuts and everything, and then they had their Instagram handle in a sticker on the window, and I was like, oh man.
The quickest way to get hate comments is
right,
to have
like
your
you are
Instagram
just
handle.
Inviting.
That's what culture. That's what the culture is like. Bred us to do. Like you got to. It's all about that publicity. So. You got to get people to follow you. But like, if you have your fucking civilian vehicle and like that's what you put on there, I'm instantly never ever going to go look at it. 100%.
Yeah.
You could not make me dislike you more. Like it's a, like that. There's just not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. It has the exact opposite effect of what you are intending, and it's just like.
It also wasn't an easy handle. It wasn't just like Dave. Like it was something with underscore and numbers.
Oh my
like,
gosh,
I'm not gonna
man.
Remember that.
It's probably hilarious. Some like Russian bot or something.
It might be. It's driving that truck around.
He controls the other bots like on Twitter. He's got like that handle goes to like 50 different accounts that he spam posts, like he shit posts on all of them. So
how are you?
Yeah, Nick, how are you doing?
Either one of you.
I'm fine. I'm all right.
Nick Good. Always brings energy.
He radiates energy for sure. So
I am very tired. So it'll be even less energy than Got new okay, tattoos so, that are in the itchy stage now. So
oh,
that's
yeah.
Fun.
What'd you get?
I got a picture of well, I
show it on the podcast, dude. Show it on the podcast.
Let show them know. Your pants.
A little drawing of my wife that her great aunt did before she passed. And then aww. I've got like a house of cards up here. So it just looks like a regular house. But when you look closer, it's like made out of playing cards and stuff.
Hell yeah,
okay.
Dude.
Yeah. I've been trying to figure super itchy stage.
I've been trying to convince Jacob to get a tattoo for a while, but he like absolutely loves being a pure skin. Like he loves it. He, no piercings, no tats. That's, like
I don't know if you should go around bragging about the pure skin part of
yeah,
it.
Dude. Yeah, when you say it like that, it does sound bad. Like I've already emphasized the fact that I want to emphasize, reiterate here that I am not a white supremacist. I want to put that back out there.
He's a pure skin.
When you say pure skin, it does make me sound like I'm a white supremacist, and I'm not that. So now I'm gonna go get a tattoo. So I'm not, you know, walking around like I'm
trying to.
You know.
It's like reverse psychology, guilt tripping you. It's like, well, everyone keeps thinking I'm just like this pure white skin person. Like I just gotta go. I gotta.
I know. Like,
what would you get? Just like, what if I have pure skin somewhere? Like what tattoo
maybe,
would you
okay,
get?
Okay, so if I get a swastika, right? But then I put a, okay, no. Okay. Don't
I think,
isolate
okay, we're
that.
Good. That's what he wants to get.
Don't
let's
isolate
move
that
on.
Portion
what's
of
the,
it.
What's
Let
the
me
next
finish
question?
My statement.
No, I think we're good. You want to get a swastika
don't
tattoo?
Lead with
we get
that.
It.
You don't right, lead with, I'm going to get a swastika.
No, I'm saying if I got a swastika, but then I put a circle and a cross through it, right? Not a religious cross, but like an X through it, you know, like X, would that like be okay? I feel like that's,
you're
you
still
know,
putting a swastika on your body.
Yeah, but still. It's like an advocate against swastikas.
You're still shining light on it because that's what people are gonna. That's the first thing they're gonna see. They're not gonna see the egg, the sensor or whatever.
I guess
they're,
that's very true. Yeah, it's too.
Why
harsh
wouldn't you just
a symbol?
Just do like a Naruto spell or something.
Man, it's so hard though because like my thing with anything tattoo related is like. Always the example is like the Punisher symbol, right?
Well, like, that's because the people that fly that they don't they've never read.
But
a,
that
a
could
Punisher
happen
comic
to
book.
Any. That could happen to anything, right? Like we could get Hunt Showdown tattoos, right? And it's the Necro symbol, like we want to do. You've got one side of it, I got the other because we're brothers, okay? And
well,
it's like
I would want then, you to get something else that's not a matching tattoo.
Well, nonetheless, okay, we get it. And then it's like somebody comes out and like does a shoot crime, right? And they're like, yeah, Hunt Showdown, Necro.
Crime.
And it's like
a
they
shoot like they a bang use... bang or like shoot as in like real? Like in
who
wrestling
knows,
terms,
man.
Like a shoot or like
what is
like
a shoot
bang,
in
bang.
Wrestling terms?
Yeah, like real. Like real. That it's like a real
oh,
thing.
Oh, okay.
There's, like... there's shoot and kayfabe. Kayfabe is like not real. Like that's part of the story. But then like he shoot punched a dude. That means he legitimately punched a guy.
Well, they do a shoot crime where they actually do a crime,
so
right?
Like, okay, like, but like,
but
bang,
then they
bang.
Come out and they're like, "Yeah, us white supremacists, we love Hunt Showdown and we love the Necro symbol."
Yeah, but
and it's like,
but,
boom,
okay,
that's done. That's it. I can't now. I have it on my arm forever. I can't do anything with it.
Yeah, but right? anybody can do that with anything.
Got to live
that's
in fear,
been happening
man.
A lot with like the old like rock bands and stuff. People getting their logos or lyrics, and it's like, oh, this guy was a pedophile. Great.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
yeah, like,
this on.
It's like people with the who is the one famous comedian in the UK who, like, after he died, he ended up like it found out like he was really bad. He was like a really bad dude, like the Michael Jackson equivalent of, you know, like bad stuff happening, right?
Gary Glitter,
Jerry Glitter,
Gary Glitter. Maybe I don't know.
I forgot.
I
yeah,
feel like it sounds like it.
Jim's screaming at me right now. Amy, if she's listening, she's screaming at me because I'm sure that they know. It's like fucking, I don't know. It's some guy, but he was a UK comedian. And he died, and then it found out like he touched a lot of kids, and it was not good. So
right, Yeah, but I mean, they did that with like Nordic symbols too. Like, if you like Norse mythology, like I know that like there's a certain section of like white supremacist pure skins, if you will, that they have Nordic symbols.
Your friends, Jacob.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Your brothers.
I don't associate with them.
And so, like, it's like, okay, well, I understand what Jacob's saying, because then you get put in a box where it's like, well, like, I don't associate with those people, you know.
But people don't know that when they just meet you and just see the tattoo.
Case in point, early One Piece fans, right? Early One Piece fans, they love the Whitebeard Pirates. They go out, they get the Whitebeard Pirate symbol as a tattoo. Later, it turns out that the swastika is a bad sign, right? Because a lot of people don't talk about the fact that, like, early on in the first few chapters of One Piece, the Whitebeard Pirates, their symbol was literally a swastika with, like, a skull and crossbones. But, you know.
I did not know that. I've never seen One Piece. Huh?
I've been reading a lot of One Piece.
What's worse, like, getting a tattoo that, like, you find out later it has some sort of, like, bad meaning, or it gets adopted by, like, a hate group, or naming your kid after, you know, let's say, Khaleesi?
Yeah, man. Just don't do that.
One of them affects you as an individual. The other one affects someone else, you know.
I think the naming thing's worse just because, like, they had no control over it.
Right.
Naming your kid, like, symbols and shit? Like, yeah, come on. You gotta, like...
But, like, you know, it's the thing, same thing, too, where, like, there was a time in my life where I wanted to get, like, a Moon Knight tattoo, but then it's like, okay, well, some people will be like, dude, you like Sailor Moon? And then it's like, okay, I don't want to deal with that. And then the show came out, and then, like, now it's just like, oh, you like the show? And it's like, both of those things have ruined it for me, to where, like, I would have to get, like, an actual, like, comic version of the character as a tattoo, not, like, the symbol. You could do a Batman symbol and no one bats an eye, but, like, the moon?
Oh, God, you just look like Joker.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's why all of my tattoos, like, they aren't symbols from things I like or something. They're just like pictures that I'm like, oh, this scene looks cool, and then I'll do
something.
How many
do you have? How many tats you got?
Six.
Dang! You do not look like a person who would have six tattoos, whatever that means.
They're all like above the elbow. So
yeah, I want it like on the inside bicep.
Yeah. That's where I have one of mine.
My first one is on the rib cage. So like
I go easy just to see how it feels. Because everybody talks about, like, oh, it hurts. And, like, I want to know.
None of mine have hurt, but mine have all been on, like, my arms. So I think rib cage is worse.
The worst part for me was just sitting still for, like, an hour like this. And my arm starts to, like, hurt because it's, like, has no, like, circulation or anything. So
I did one on my, like, tricep, and I had to, like, crank my arm up by my head. It was so annoying for, like, two and a half hours.
Serious question. Like, when you get a penis tattoo, do you have to be, like, rock hard the entire time? Or is it, like, you know, like, how do those work? That's what I want to know. Somebody email me and let me know how that work. So,
yeah, I can't help you with that.
Alex, you know that one you have, right? How did that work?
You have on the...
yeah, it's like the pit tip of your, you know?
No, it's like a bow and arrow. Like, there's a bow, like, right at the bush.
Right, that's right, honestly pretty clever. Yeah, yeah, I really thought it's really clever.
I was going to, like, do eyes above, and then so it's the nose. And then,
oh, dude, elephant trunk would be so funny. But like the smallest elephant trunk you've ever seen, though. It'd be so funny. Honestly, kind of ironic.
So I did something the other day that I pulled off the ultimate dad move / husband move that, like, absolutely mortified Christina.
Okay, right. Let's go.
It was one of those days that we have all the time where it's just like, I don't know what I want to eat. We had like a late lunch or something, and then whatever, we were trying to decide. Zoe was outside playing. It's like, okay, whatever. And then it's just like, I get so, ugh. Like, you know, Nick has like thousands of places that he can choose to eat, where we have like 50.
It doesn't make it any easier. It's still a headache every time.
But at least you have the options.
It's almost too many options now.
Well, speaking from experience of, like, there are no options, you know?
Yeah.
I've often said that, like, we live in the biggest small town in the world. Like, it's just...
That's a great description, honestly. Yeah.
It's terrible. It's fucking awful. But anyways, we're going out and we decide, all right, like, Panda Express, whatever. The child, we know that the child will eat it. She loves it. Okay, so I half jokingly say, all right, I'm going to take this bottle of Japanese barbecue sauce with me out of the fridge. And she was like, looking at me. She's like, put it in a container at least. I was like, okay. I didn't. I couldn't find a container. So
I think that would make it better.
So I feel
honestly a little bit more weird. Yeah. Yeah. Well, random sauce.
I mean, it's as big as the
people know you have a bottle of Japanese barbecue sauce.
But it's a Costco sized bottle, not a store.
So like, she wanted you to bring like a tiny little container of it. Yes. And okay, yes. That makes more sense.
You
which I could jug. Which I couldn't find. And I was just like, fuck it, I'll take it, whatever. So I bring in my water bottle like I normally do. If I'm just gonna go get a water somewhere, I don't want to pay like the dollar for a cup, yeah. I'll just bring my own. So she was just like, you go sit down. She was just like mad as fuck that I was even contemplated bringing it, let alone put it in the cup holder in the car. And it's sitting there. And I'm
so good.
I don't even think twice about it. Right. And so like,
should have like buckled it into the back seat.
So we go and I like, she goes in the side door and she's like, you have to go in that door. She's like, find a seat close to the door.
She's so more, oh, but so good. I mean, mad. I hate to joke at her or laugh at her expense.
No. So like, you know, I bring it and I sit down and I set my water bottle here and then I set the bottle right next to it. But like, you can see the tip of it over my water bottle. And then, so the guy is like, you know, fixing all the food or whatever and hands it to her. And then like, he happens to look up. He's like, oh, do you want to, did he bring his own sauce? And she was just like,
oh my God. Yes. He nailed like, it. The dude nailed it.
I'm so sorry. Like, she apologized. And she was just like mortified, just stared daggers at me the whole time. And I cannot help myself but just feel overwhelming joy at this, at her expense.
And it's like, why? I don't understand, like, why something like that is so, like, just, I don't know.
I don't know.
Satisfying? I don't know the term.
We went to an Italian restaurant one time, and a guy whipped out of his own, like, powdered thing of Parmesan cheese out of his wife's purse.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's dumb because they give you fresh Parmesan.
They offer it to you, yeah.
Yeah, right. And it was just
to turn it down just to get packet Parmesan.
Yeah,
that's a crazy man's move.
You're
right
spending
there.
Your like, own money on Parmesan at that point. Like, just use the free Parmesan.
Exactly, the fresh Parmesan. Whereas I brought my specific Japanese barbecue sauce, and she was just—he's
giving me like thumbs up. He's like, "Yeah, it's a good shit. Good job, guys." So,
I mean, yeah. Speaking as a former food employee, I would not have cared one bit. You could bring whatever sauce you want in there. I'd be like, "All right." More power
legit, yeah, 100%. Like, we used to, like, I mean, honestly, we worked at a Burger King together, and it's like, you can do whatever you want. Just don't involve us and the kitchen staff. Right.
Don't make me clean up your sauce. But other than that,
don't pull a shoot crime.
Yeah, don't pull a shoot crime. I mean,
or
hell,
even
honestly,
a fake
no.
one. I don't want
to
do.
To be fair, pull a crime. Just don't hurt anybody. I'm just, because you don't even have to threaten me. Like, you'll be like, give me all the money in the register, and I'll be like, here you go. It's not, honestly, not worth my time or your time. Here you go, buddy.
And then I'll call the cops. And then you'd get fired for not standing up for a corporation.
I'll gladly take the L on that one, buddy, because I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about your corporation or the money that they steal, the $100 in the cash register. They can have all of it, as far as I'm concerned. So
you should never rob a fast food place. Like, that Burger King had like $30.
And all the money was in the safe, or somebody else was stealing it. It's not like, I mean, honestly,
the night shift, they were taking all of it anyway.
100%. Like, somebody else at that store has probably got more cash on hand than that store does. So I don't know what to tell you. So
somebody, I don't want to out anybody, but I'm pretty sure somebody I know, worked at a Wendy's, caught his manager like doing meth on the clock, and then got and like blackmailed him into a raise, like on the spot.
That is how you make it in this world, right? Because that's what capitalism is telling you to do, is right. It's not about doing the right thing. Nobody's ever done the right thing. All right, you do the thing that's going to get you
only
the
people
amount of money.
Who fail do the right thing.
Fucking,
nice guys finish last, right? They try to tell you your whole life. Speaking of corporations, do you, like, it's just baffling. Do they just think that we all have tons of money despite the mountains of data that says otherwise? Because they just keep doing things with the indication that, oh, yeah, you know, customers, like, of course they're going to pay $25 for Netflix. Of course they're going to pay for Disney Plus. Like, of course.
I think they know we don't have a ton of money, but they just want whatever we have anyway.
They don't care.
Yeah, but if enough people stop paying for it, then they don't get any money.
And they raise the prices again. Like, then, it's like they got to cover the.
That's a them problem at that point. Because I know you canceled your Amazon there, Jacob.
I did. Canceled it. There's no point. Amazon, if you're listening, there's absolutely no point to have Amazon Prime at this point because the 2-day shipping is gone. Like, that's the only reason, realistically, I had it. Like, the boys, I might, if I don't find it somewhere else online, legally, wink, probably
what about Fallout.
Fallout, don't really give a shit, honestly. I'll see that it's bad.
What about the Lord of the Rings, Ring of Power?
Rings of Power might be one of those where, like, if I can't find it somewhere, then yeah, I might.
You'll pay for a month,
pay for a month or long the episodes are out.
Pay for a month, binge watch everything you missed, and then Invincible was the other one that. I mean, they have some decent shows.
Like, I wanted to like Invincible, season 2, but I just haven't gotten back into it. Like, I feel I don't know.
Well, it stopped halfway through, right?
It's only like half the season, I think. Or yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what that is? I've not heard of that one.
Invincible.
Yeah,
it's based off of comic book Robert Kirkman. The thing with mine is like I'm sort of in like a good buddy deal where I use somebody else's Macs and they use our Amazon, so like I can't.
That's nice.
Like I can't.
That's illegal, dude.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Most Netflix just made that illegal.
But I don't have Netflix. It's the only thing I don't have.
I'm just saying they set a precedent and it's illegal now. So
I am annoyed at all of the sports things. It's like I like a lot of sports, and now I have to have Paramount Plus, Peacock, cable,
right?
And Prime. Like, it's ridiculous just to watch my team play.
Dude, I feel you. For the longest time, up until this year, Sunday Ticket was exclusive to DirecTV.
Yeah.
And then I had to illegally watch the Jaguars every week unless they played Tennessee. And it was on locals. This was the funny thing is this year though, like, you know, I split a Sunday Ticket with somebody and I think they had 5 games on TV that I didn't need. Like, of course I paid money.
Of course. Yeah.
And then and they're finally on national TV and they lost all those games. So it didn't matter anyways, but they didn't. I think they won like half of them, but yeah, dude. And then like, and now I think I was talking about it on the last episode where, the like 3 of the companies are like joining together for like a singular sports streaming, and it's just like, how much is that going to cost? Yeah. Like, are you going to take
and
stuff
I'm
off?
Am I still going to need the other things? To
yeah, right. That's the thing, because it's March now, and I'm curious as to am I still going to pay for Hulu and Disney Plus? Mm-hmm. Because now it's one app. Do I still need 2 apps? I think of the 15th is when that activates until it becomes like Hulu is integrated completely into Disney Plus. Like, do I only need 1 app? Am I still paying for 2 apps? Like, how does that work? You know,
so annoying.
Because they're not just going to voluntarily cancel it, right? I'm going to have to go in and be like, no, 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 no.
I miss how simple it used to be, you
dude.
Know, you just pop on DirecTV, Dish Network, one of the other mega corporations. They have like 900 channels to surf through. You can't find anything to watch, and you turn it off and you go play outside. Like,
it was $100 a month.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I miss that, but I also do like, because like, I'm a Washington Commanders fan. They're never going to be on TV here because they play the same time as the Titans, so everything else is blacked out.
Ooh,
so it's like now I do have the option. I can pay for it and actually watch them, which I wasn't able to do growing up. So that is nice, but yeah, I don't know. Pros and cons.
Yeah, I mean, the NBA had it right where, and even the NHL, I wish that the NFL would do what NHL does where they have team broadcasts. They have 2 different broadcasts, and I think maybe the MLB does it too. I don't know, but the NBA, you could pay for single games, like individual games, or you know,
or just your team. Like, I have a Denver Nuggets season pass, so I get like all their games,
and it's just like it just doesn't make any sense how you can be the most popular sport in America and like you're still so far behind on all of that, and yet you are still the most watched sport in America despite all of your shortcomings of accessibility and stuff. But
the most annoying is my British soccer team though, because they're sometimes on NBC, so I have to have cable for that. They're sometimes only on Peacock, so I have to have Peacock for that. And then they're in a tournament that's only on Paramount Plus, so I have to have that for that. It's ridiculous.
Wait, who's your soccer team? Because we had Jim on last week. So
Arsenal is my team.
Arsenal. I think he hates Manchester. Is that what he said? I can't remember.
Everyone
Manchester
hates Manchester
United. Yeah, that's what he was saying. Everybody hates Manchester United. Yeah. Liverpool. That's another one I don't think he likes.
Yeah.
I forgot, I mean, who did he said his team, but I wasn't
Nottingham.
Nottingham, like this Nottingham, guy remembers everything. Yeah.
Well, that's also where he lives. So
yeah.
They're having a rough
Nottingham.
Rough season.
Nottingham. That's how you that's just Nottingham.
Yeah. They got absolutely spanked by Liverpool, I think is what he was saying. Yeah,
Liverpool. Yeah,
they're barely surviving right now.
Yeah, I think they had a hat trick in that game. So
Nick, do you categorize yourself as like an overly positive person? Like, are you a overly negative person? Are you like somewhere in the middle?
I think I am negative when it comes to situations. Like, I always expect situations to turn out for the worst.
Okay,
but I'm positive when it comes to people. Like, I think the best of people, and I think they have generally good motivations. But then I expect bad things to happen. So, like, optimist when it comes to people, pessimist when it just comes to things that happen to me in my life.
I have a general distrust of almost every person, and it takes a lot of convincing for me to be like, no, that person's actually legit. I don't know. We may have talked about it like weeks ago. I know, but there's like a word for it. Foresight? No? Or something. There's something about like you situational where like I can talk to somebody within 5 minutes and be like, no, this dude's full of shit. And that's guided me through life like fairly well. I have a reputation of being a bit of a negative pants, if you will, curmudgeonly, but as Mike can attest, in real life, I'm a pretty cheery and joyous person. However, if I feel like I'm right there and like I live in the real world, I'm very rational. I do expect the worst of almost every situation because like that's just how I've been conditioned for 35 years.
Yeah.
But like
my family has a similar curse that yours does. So like that after a certain amount of years of that, you're like, yeah, things are just gonna go bad and we're gonna deal with it when it
does.
You
just adapt, you overcome, and you improvise. If I had a nickel for every time I heard that in my life, I'd be a millionaire. But I'll say all that because like you do come across people in life who are just like so overly positive. And like they can't be trusted. Like there's something fundamentally wrong with that person.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like you can be a positive person and like radiate good energy, but mm-hmm. there's just like the overly positive people that see the good in every situation. Dude, I don't like those people. They're annoying. Like straight up. Like
I get that.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you like what's wrong with you that you don't see? Like, what kind of drugs are you on? Like, what happened to you to bring you to this like realization? Like, bad shit happens all the time. Good shit happens all the time. But like, we're so marred in like the negativity of stuff. Like, how can you? Maybe it's just like, but I'm not talking about people who like have a positive outlook on life. I'm talking about the dude that's like, yo, everything is great, my guy. Yeah, dude, blessed. Woke up another. Like, fuck you. Like, you are so. Annoying. You know what I mean?
I think it's about manifestation, honestly, because if you constantly put out that energy that everything's good, everything's fine, it's gonna be all right, then that just, you know, it's manifesting. It might not
just because
be
you manifest. I can say I could be a millionaire every single day. That doesn't make it true.
It does as soon as you become a millionaire,
but I'm
right?
not going
it's
to.
True in that moment. Right. And if you never say you're going to be a millionaire, you're never going to be a millionaire because
is that my problem?
That's where we went wrong, Nick.
You guys just don't understand.
You
got to
just
right?
say it out loud.
You're not in the right mindset to be a millionaire. OK, you got to start thinking about being a millionaire. The reason I'm not a millionaire personally is because I don't want that kind of stress. Right.
Bullshit. More money, every day. More I problems. Just give me $1 million. Every day I get a message. I just wish I had $100,000.
I'm always saying what Biggie told me, and that's more money, more problems. Right. I think it was Biggie who said that. I think it was more money, more problems. Maybe it was Dave Chappelle. I don't know who said it, but somebody said it.
It's that pure skin background.
Yeah. No, they all look the same to you. It's
maybe. Okay. Sorry. Maybe it was, look, I'm not going to lie to you.
Is it Jay-Z?
I can't think of a white person on the spot. I don't know what it is.
Jake
Eminem. Eminem. There we go. It's Eminem's always saying, more money, more problems. And I empathize with that. So like that's why I'm not personally a millionaire, because I don't want that kind of stress. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be, you just got to get on that mindset.
You've been hanging
right?
around your dad too long.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
What does he do with that fucking capitalistic mindset?
That's what I mean. I don't know, man. I don't. I guess maybe a poison. What do you mean? Like, you got to have the capitalist mindset. You're in America, right?
Yeah.
This is turning into a very different kind of podcast. It's like finance bro podcast.
the thoughts and opinions of specific individuals of this podcast do not reflect the opinions of all of Spaghetti Town.
Something not financial advice. You gotta make sure you put that.
It's
in
always that disclaimer.
Do not
at the
listen to
the show,
Jacob and his financial advice.
Hey, people know historically on this podcast that I'm stupid. Right. So if you're following my advice, it's your own fault. Like, it's like, use at your own risk kind of this point.
Everything, so. Dude, that's the most, probably the most infuriating, like, even though it's a joke, like, he does that. It's the most infuriating thing that he does, that, like, he's encompassed that millennial attitude where, like, nothing's his fault. It's your fault because I'm dumb
him.
And you listen to me. So it's your fault that I'm dumb.
The thing. It's like, every time I say that, it's nobody else's fault, right? Nobody else's fault except for me, right? But then I can't blame other people. Like, I have to take all the blame. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, make up your mind. Do you want
that's how
me
it
to be
works.
At fault? Like, okay, so I have to be at fault, so nobody else is at
maybe
fault.
Maybe you
like,
should
on.
Be a millionaire, and then you can just cast.
You're always talking about people who need to, like, they need to be responsible for their own actions, okay? I can't, like, I'm only responsible for, like, my voice, okay? I can't help it that you listen to me, that don't listen to me. Not my fault, dude.
It's like all those. I'm sorry you were offended. YouTuber apologies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guys, I'm not sorry this apology for what I said. I'm sorry that you're offended.
I did nothing wrong, but I'm sorry you think I did.
So I said a few bad things. That's your fault for getting offended, dude.
I mean, I do get that mindset too, where it's just like it. I mean, I'm not advocating it, but I do understand. It's just like I had said something to Jacob earlier, where it's like, there are certain situations to feign ignorance and just like not comment. Like, you can have an opinion on something, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you care about it, you know? And I think that people sort of equate those two things, that like, if you don't have an opinion, you don't care. But it's like, no, it's just that my opinion doesn't matter. And there's certain issues kind of still going on in the world where like, there is no right answer. So you're better off not having an answer.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not allowed anymore. Everyone has to
have
the answer for everything.
We need to normalize not having to have an opinion about everything, which is like ironic because we have a podcast where we talk about our opinions on everything. So,
yeah, but it goes a little bit further too, because if you are someone like me who is very highly opinionated and I will just say what I want to say, I mean, obviously there are situations where I don't engage in like nonsense, but like, if I say I don't like something, right, and then it just like you start to gain a reputation of like, well, you don't like anything. And it's like so funny that it's a me problem, not that like the things are actually like bad. You know, it's, oh, well, you just don't. And it's like, since like, why is it my fault that this stuff is bad? I had no hand in creating
that's
any of this stuff.
What I'm saying, right? Why is it always got to be my fault? Why can't everybody else understand that it's not my fault? That it's
no one's blaming you for anything, though.
I'm just trying to clear
your
name.
You're just like,
preemptively clearing your name. Like, just in case.
I'm gearing up for an apology tour, is what I'm doing. It's like, I've done something and it hasn't come out yet, but I'm gearing up for it. So,
I was at dinner the other night with my in-laws. Okay. Speaking of knowing when to say something and knowing not when to say something, right? Again,
nice segue.
I speak freely, right? And sometimes it's just it's better off to be modest at times, right? So we're sitting there, we're eating. I don't remember how the conversation came up, but it's me, my wife, my child, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law. And my mother-in-law brings up, she's like, I saw Sydney Sweeney on Saturday Night Live.
Exactly, Jake. Oh, you did? You know who Sydney Sweeney is? Oh, okay.
Right.
I don't know. Who is this? Is she an actress?
I'm put in a situation right now that I'm uncomfortable with. I'm like, yeah. Like, she's the new hot upcoming actress. Like, she, you know, whatever. Just sort of like generic, basic, okay, whatever. And then like my father-in-law, like I was trying to just like beat around, like not say anything. And like, why she's popular, right? And why people know who she is. Like, look, she's a great actress, okay? Could act, you know, miles around me. But, like, we all know, right? We all know.
What do you talking about?
I have no idea.
What is she? Was she like in something or like, okay. I don't understand what you're referencing. Like,
so anyways, yeah. She's on Saturday Night Live, right? And she did this skit where, okay, like, okay, come on guys. Like she's known for her big old titties. Like, let's just be honest.
Okay. Okay.
That's what she's. And every time she's out and about, like they're there. Like, that's what you see. Like, good for her. Listen, good for her. If you got them, flaunt them, right?
That's fine. Yeah.
Whatever. So
made
like
her career. More money than we'll ever make.
Absolutely. That's kind of, you know, that's what I'm saying. So like, I know this. I know why she's famous. I watched Euphoria. Like, I get it. Right. So then like they're sitting there talking and I'm just like, I'm just sitting here waiting. Like, I'm just, again, I just picture you.
Like, you're sweat. It's like that, that Key and Peele sketch where he's just sweating. Like he's just like pouring sweat. You're just like,
so I don't even like, again, I'm so into the like moment of like, I don't say what you're thinking. Big tits. Don't say she has big tits. Like, just don't bring attention to it. Like, I mean, again, they're not dumb. They're not dumb. They know.
Yeah.
They know. But like,
or do they?
I mean, is this a trap? Like, is this a trap?
It'd be so funny if like your father-in-law just sharing glances with you. You're just like,
yeah. Like, is this a trap?
Are you gonna
say? And then my father-in-law like, says something, and basically implies that like she has big tits. And I was like, well, I was like, hey, you said it, not me. Like, I you know. And
I never even noticed, honestly. When you think
then
about
he
it,
gives
like,
me,
oh,
then he,
yeah, I mean, I guess, you know,
but then like he gives me like one of those like fist bumps, like, yeah, yeah, I got you. And then my mother-in-law was like, well, you know, she was wearing a white dress the other night and like they look big. And then like, and then Christina was just like in her head, she's like, well, it's not the white dress, the reason why they're big, they're just like big, you know. So it was just like a very uncomfortable conversation and situation at a dinner table.
Yeah, that's a weird conversation for the in-laws.
It's like, again, my whole thought, right, is this a trap? Like, because like they didn't watch Euphoria. They have never seen her in anything. They don't know. They didn't watch that romantic movie, like rom-com she was in. They didn't watch what's Madam Web. Like, oh, they didn't
did
watch
anyone?
Euphoria.
Right. I didn't even know she was in Madam Web, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna
lie. That was part of her monologue where she's like, you didn't see me in Madam Web. And so like, but like she's on this huge, like she's everywhere now. She's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And like, good for her, but like, let's be honest.
But is that the only reason she's everywhere though? I don't think so. I think she's a good actress.
She's got like three movies like she's promoting or whatever. Like she just went from being in Euphoria to being like three movies in the span of like 3 months. So like,
I don't know that I've ever seen her in anything, but I'm sure she's great.
I think the only discourse that I remember is like the fact that people were upset because she wasn't going to be topless in her new movie. And like, that's the kind of shit that I don't enjoy. Like, don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, she was on Hot Ones, right? She has that meme where she's kind of like looking all up and thing or whatever. And so, you know, good for her. But it was just,
hell yeah.
I was like, this is like my life. Like, this is content that just like happens. Just like things like what is happening? Like, you know
what I saw today? You know what's content in my life?
France.
I saw a homeless woman being chased off by like a guy with a baseball bat because the homeless woman was in his van that he lives in. So,
okay, please explain. Where is this?
That's the whole story. I don't know. We showed up to Food City and there
how'd
was
she get in the van?
I don't know.
People don't lock their doors around here.
My introduction to the story. No, I mean, like my introduction to the story was like I showed up to Food City. There was a homeless woman running across the parking lot.
How do you know she was homeless? Guy,
because she shouted. I'm homeless. That's why I was in your van. Like, it was very clear that
okay.
She was homeless.
That's a
like,
good
it wasn't
way, a
like,
bit.
It wasn't like, I wasn't profiling her. Like, oh, she looks homeless. No,
fair point.
We got there.
She
I
was
getting my son
about
out,
it, but it,
you know what?
My son out
you
of
know
the
what, Jacob?
Seat.
I'll give you that one. Good job. You were listening. Congratulations. It's like one of those third grade math problems where the lady says, hey, I'm homeless. And then the question is, how do you know she's homeless? She said she was.
But no, I was getting my son out of the car seat. I hear shouting. I look up. There's a lady running across the parking lot. There's a guy who then proceeds to follow behind her. Like a good, he was like a good football field away from her or whatever. And,
stay back 1,000 feet.
Yeah. And he was shouting, why are you in my van? He was selling some profanity, right? I'm not going to repeat it because my son was there, right? I don't know.
But your son's not here now.
Yeah. Why are you in my
with
van?
The whole timelines. And
She she proceeds to then yell, "I'm homeless. That was why I was in your van." Like, he's like, "Give me my keys." I don't know what happened. I don't know what else.
Sounds like she stole his keys.
But then she shouted that she didn't have his keys. She's sorry. She's going. All right. And that's and then my son was like, "What are they yelling about?" And I was like, "Buddy, I don't know. We just keep our heads down. We go into the store. That's what we do here." Right? Nobody's going to be a hero today.
Good life lesson.
So, I mean,
teach them young. You just mind your business.
You mind your business. That's the key. All right.
Yeah, but there is a certain point in time, it's again situational, where minding your business is not okay. Someone's getting the shit kicked out of them. Like,
I don't know enough of the circumstances to step in. I'm sorry. I know that this is, you know, now it depends. I might step in and say, "Hey, stop it. Let's figure out what's going on here." I probably won't do that, because I'll probably just be like, "Hey, this is going to hold up my entire day. So I'm just going to skirt on around you," right?
This
just
dude's like getting if I the see shit it, kicked out of him. But I can't be inconvenienced.
But I really need to go buy my cereal.
Like, how do I know that he wasn't just in the store, like, groping a woman in the aisles? Or, like, maybe the guy. Exactly. And so I'm not going to stop that, because I don't know what's going on. I just want to get on about my day.
I mean, I get it. I understand. I'm not trying to say that you're wrong. It's just I'm not saying you're right either.
Like, if I see a fender bender, I'm not going to be the first person to stop. I'm sorry. Like, you guys look okay?
Fender bender? No.
I'm just saying.
Again, I mean, I had that the whole thing happen to me when I was sitting in a Palace parking lot, and I saw the thing happen and a car get tipped over, and I got put in a situation immediately where I'm like, do I get out and check on this person? And I didn't. I continued to just nosh on my hot dog.
Exactly.
Because honestly, it wasn't 10 seconds later that someone came running out, and then there was a whole, like,
let's let somebody else be the hero. Okay, guys?
I get that, but
that's the issue with being married to a nurse, is we always have to stop and make sure they're okay. It's kind of like the duty thing. She's like, "Well, I'm a medical professional. I've got to go check."
Yeah, but they don't know that.
Yeah, but
it's a moral duty, right? It's part of the, when you become a nurse, when you become someone who can take care of people, like, that's just like,
you take the oath.
Like, we were walking in a park in London, and this guy just turned around and yelled something at a woman and just shoved her. And she went flying back. And then I could see in my wife's face, she was like, "Oh, I don't want to have to deal with it. Like, please get up. Please get up." And then the lady, like, sat up and looked okay. She's like, "Yes, all right. I don't have to go do CPR on this
woman. There's no blood."
Again, you don't know what happened in that situation. Maybe she was a pickpocket. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know.
The guy was yelling, like, "I have a right to defend myself." And I was like, dude, she's like a 45-year-old woman, and you're like a 20-year-old guy. Like, what are you? All right.
Because in my head, I always hear the story that, like, I listened to on a YouTube video a long time ago that probably was made up. I don't know. But it's like this dude who's out with his family, right? He's outside with the baby. This old lady comes up. She grabs the baby, proceeds to run off with the baby. And as the man, like, approaches her, right, she starts screaming, "Get off of me. This is my baby." The people around him start beating the shit out of him, right? That's my fear, is that, like, I'm going to end up being the guy beating the shit out of some dude who's trying to save his baby, okay? Just saying.
You wouldn't beat the shit out of anybody.
No, I'd be like, "Hey, stop it. Please. Like, don't take the baby. No, stop."
Hey,
like,
guys, come on.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, you over, like, there.
I'd be like, the guy was just like, "Not today, actually. I got a lot going on. Like, if I could just not be involved in all this. Like, if we could do this behind somebody else's car, that'd be super."
You just move this, like, across the street, and then
I'm like they're beating him up, and I'm like ushering him, like, to the other side, like rolling the guy over, like, come on, guys.
Like a sheepdog, just like herding him, like, over here.
I saw, Jacob, that your favorite fast food establishment decided to again blame others for his ignorance, right? Two weeks ago we talked about. So you heard about this, right, Nick, where the Wendy's guy, they were going to have fluctuating prices and whatnot. Yep, and now he's saying, "Oh no, it's fake news. My words were taken out of context. That's not what I said. We're not spending $20 million on new menu boards." So what actually did he say, Jacob?
So he said exactly that. He said that, like, like,
in that tone too.
Yeah, basically that exact tone. Like, "Guys, stop. You were overreacting. I never said that.
Guys,
idiots.
Quit. I didn't say that. I'm not going so he's, to. I'm not greedy.
The CEO basically is trying to like gaslight America right now, right? Like, yes, maybe there was some words taken as far as like out of context. Maybe I don't even know, dude. But all I know is that like they were talking about spending $20 million, right, to boost profits. Okay, that's the whole meeting. It was an investor.
So you're 20
call,
million, like, million in the hole already.
Yeah, and you don't have investors' calls to talk about how you can bring value to the customers, okay? It's never about the value to the customer, and it never has been about the value to the customer,
because the
right?
customer is a mark.
Exactly. He's the person you're trying to scam into paying more money at different times of day. But he basically is like coming out, and he's like, hey, those my words are being misconstrued like by the media. Like,
that's
all this,
the go-to,
like,
right?
Yeah, yeah, obviously. Like in the 20 million we're spending on menu boards as well as AI, this isn't to like, you know, change prices at the different times of day. It's about bringing better prices at times where people aren't in the stores to bring people into the stores. And it's like, and all his words are basically in direct opposition of everything that the meeting was about.
Making things more expensive is not going to make more people come to your store.
But no, he talked about like, his justification was,
are you
going to
charge $3? So let's say your hamburger is $6.99 at peak hours. Okay, the normal menu price is $5.99. So at 2:30 in the afternoon, are you going to make it $3.99? Is that what you mean? Because that is called fluctuating. That is not what he said. That is not what any of what they said means.
No, yeah, he said fluctuating prices, and it's
so
like,
it's going to
yeah,
be lower at normal prices. Then
he's talking about bringing. Like
probably
you would get,
in theory, but probably not in practice.
No.
So then everybody games the system, and everyone goes in to get the $5 burger for $4 at 2:30, and they do that enough. You know what happens at the burger at 2:30? The fucking price goes up.
Yeah. So it's not about like
like we're dumb, but we're not that dumb.
All this to say is that he's being raked over the coals because, like, yeah, everybody knows that he's full of shit, and like he said exactly what he meant to say, and it's not being misconstrued at all. But then the funny part is, Burger King, the literal like day or two after he made these comments about surge pricing, right, they come out and they say, we're not going to charge people more just because they're hungry. And then they made the Whopper they got a discount on the Whopper for the rest of the week, which I thought was like fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Good job. But yeah, man, it's just another CEO fucking thinking the American people are stupid as shit. So
in his statement, he said, the thing they always say is like, no, it's about getting the best price for the customers. And it's like, it's never about that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
don't care at all
if,
about
if that
the
was
best
true,
price for the customer.
You'd go back to a 99 cent value menu.
Yeah. They always say that. And it's never
the
like,
four the 4 for 4. You want what's best for me? Do it. You want
to just give it to me. That's what's best
for
me.
There you go. Exactly. Like, listen, I understand they got it. You know, you got to pay workers, right? So, like, I'm not willing. I mean, I'll take it if it's free, but like, I'm willing to pay, right?
Yeah.
But,
like, the thing is like, it's not even about the workers. Like, cause that's the thing is like, my initial like hatred was the fact that like they try and come out and spin this as the way, like, it wasn't like they were trying to spin this in the way of like, hey, you know, to fund the company and to pay employees more, we're going to like do the surge pricing. No. It was like straight up like, hey, this is for profit. This is like, we're spending $20 million to get you guys more money. Okay. This isn't about like, oh, anything else other than
getting
you guys.
No, it's to get us more money.
No, that's
us as in them.
Yeah. It's like, they were on an investor's call, which is notorious. Like, that's whenever you hype everybody up. You're like, hey, we're going to fucking make all the money this year.
We are going to destroy the customer.
We are
going
to do whatever we can to go into their homes and physically pry the money from their fucking hands. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to take it and we're going to give it to you guys, the investors, because we love you so much. And it's like, yeah, that's what they were saying. They want to do that, I think. So
yeah, almost word for word.
That might be misconstrued a little bit, but that's pretty much what they were saying.
No. That's probably closer to the truth than than his
statement.
Because that's the mindset you have to have for capitalism, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Jacob? You're just like paused in the middle of the thing. We should just stop talking.
Yeah.
Sorry. My kids are being great. They're being great right now. Yeah.
Anyways, Nick, what have you been up to, buddy? Like, it's been a while since you've been on here. What's going on in Nicktown? Is that okay?
If you don't put any inflection on the middle of it, sure. Yes, it's great.
I feel like you need a lot of, you need to really hit that CK.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't put any, I guess maybe you should put more emphasis into it. Yeah.
What if you get your D's and your N's mixed up?
Nidtown? I don't know why it feels weird. I don't want to say that out loud. I said
ends,
that with a D.
Ends and D's, bro.
Oh, Dicktown. Okay. I thought CK. I thought you put the CK and the D. I don't know. I just want to emphasize. I said Nidton. Okay.
I know.
I don't know how to spell either. Now I'm nervous. I don't know, man.
It's about that clean skin, bro. It's coming out.
No. Okay. No, it's not. I got.
He's gonna go get him. He's gonna get a Mike Tyson like face tattoo just out of spite.
Or do the like. Have you seen Machine Gun Kelly? He did the like the blackout tattoos. So it's like his whole chest and all of his arms are just black tattoos.
That looks stupid. Like, I hate soaking tattoos. Wet is like 98 pounds.
Anyway, I've been doing YouTube stuff. Got a YouTube channel about music history now. So working on videos. It takes a long time. So those are out there.
And you're like pretty popular too. Like I saw you had like 1,000 subscribers or so, which like it sounds like I'm joking. Like when I like, hey, 1,000 subscribers, it's like, no, it's like for one of us, that's a good milestone. Like that's pretty solid. Yeah,
we're at 1,600 right now.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's growing. We have the worst videos get the most popular, and it really frustrates me. Like I just posted a video that was based on like it was audio from one of our podcast episodes, and it's not good. Like the research was very basic. It wasn't like very entertaining, and it shot up to like 6,000 views in 2 days. And I was like, why is this the one?
Maybe not the meticulously researched
Al Gore and his fucking rhythm, dude. It doesn't make any sense.
And like, I have so many comments on that video just being like, this isn't that great. And I was like, I know.
It's boosting engagement, though. Like, you gotta lean in.
When I used to be, like, really active on Twitter, I'd have some fire tweets. Like, I mean, everyone thinks all their tweets are really good, but I'd have some, like, clever shit.
Yeah.
And it doesn't gain...
It's like 2 likes.
Nothing. If that, right? And then sometimes I used to, like, would send... That like it would go hours, nothing, and I would send it to people who I knew would appreciate it as like a fucking sympathy, yeah. Like you know, it's like come on, man, like I know you would like this, and it's like right. A lot of times
give me this,
yeah, people like don't see it or whatever, but then there'll just be some random comment, some just like off, like not even just like nothing that you comment under something, yeah. Especially when it comes to sports, and there was a tweet that I had, I don't remember what it was, back in like October, it had like 3,000 likes. And I would for weeks I would get notifications of that thing, and it's just like, why are you looking at something from 3 weeks ago? Like, and you know, it's mostly probably bots at this point, but sure. Like, it's just like those strangest things, and like, I don't get it. I'll never get it. Like, I don't know how to increase engagement anymore. I don't care. You know, I got a comic book to sell, and it's just like I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
I just think you got to be inflammatory about it. Be like, hey, if you don't read this comic book, you can't read, actually.
If you don't read this comic book, you're a white skin.
Damn, dude. That's okay. I mean, that's going to boost engagement for sure. But like, no, I'm not.
That'll do something.
That'll do something. And then once you get all those people riled up, then it's like, if you do read it, you're a white skin, right? We're skipping the clean straight into white.
Hell yeah, dude. Fucking hell yeah. Honestly, I'm reading it now because I have to. I don't want to be called names. So
what was it? We were playing Hunt earlier today, and they have a new MMR system where like if you're solo, it'll say like
they call us weak.
They called us weak because we are duos through invites. And Jacob's like, fuck you. Fuck you.
You're weak. Stupid ass MMR system.
And then like I'll fucking show you. And like it doesn't make any sense because you should be stronger, right? If you're inviting somebody,
yeah,
it means it's just like a basketball team. Like you gel when like you know play styles, as opposed to playing with fucking randoms. And they don't know shit about shit. Right. But then like solos, they're like god tier. Like we're fucking god tiers, you know.
I mean, but yeah, Nick. Anyways, how's everything else going? How's the book life? Book life? Read anything new?
Yeah, I mean, always reading stuff new. Book life has been a little bit on pause, like in terms of writing and trying to promote the book I have out. I've not done that at all. I'm not good.
What book do you have out currently?
The sci-fi one. I think we talked about it last time I was on here. I haven't released anything new. It was just that.
Is it the one about AI?
What do you mean?
Okay. Yeah,
you didn't use AI to write your own script and pump out an entire series in 9 months?
He flipped the script. He wrote about AI. Right? He flipped the fucking script. He's like, this AI isn't taking my job. I'm taking their job. I'm going to write about them. So that's not what the book's about, but I'm just saying, like, you know.
I got you.
It is.
It's about AI, but you didn't write about AI like what is AI? It was more so like, I mean, you explained the book, Nick. Like, you know what I'm saying.
You've not read it.
I'm working on it. I got the book.
You did it perfectly. You got it.
That's the thing. You've got to see, Nick, you've got to write a comic book, right? And you've got to get the pictures because it's got to be about 30 pages because that's the max for Jacob's attention span.
Or an audiobook. I'll just have to call him and just read it to him every night.
Dude, you do that, I'm in. I'm reading all 2,000 pages.
You're not reading anything.
2,000.
It is. If somebody reads me the book,
the act of reading and listening are two separate skills.
Nope. I'm going to die on this hill. If you
please, then die.
If you listen because to an audiobook, you have read the book. I'm saying it. Like you, I swear to God,
it's like talking to a 6-year-old because I just talked to my 6-year-old.
Lifting the words off the pages and reading it to you. Like you have read every single word, right?
Yes, because masturbating and having sex with a woman is the same thing.
Same thing.
No, oh, okay. I'll let your wife sensation. Know that.
Same sensation, right? Because it's like same sensation. So,
okay. I think you're doing one of those wrong.
Honestly, probably both at this point.
I'm gonna let the listener decide which one am I doing wrong. Comment below, like, and subscribe.
# doing it wrong. But I swear, like, it's like talking to a 6-year-old sometimes because I literally just had a conversation with my daughter and I corrected her and I don't even know what it was about. That's unimportant. And she was like, sometimes I just want to be wrong. And I'm like,
I fucking get it. Honestly, those are words to live
just
by.
Just want to be confident sometimes, and wrong. Sometimes
but I'm just like, be wrong.
It's my job for you not to be wrong.
You're and like, I was my name. You got to get things right.
I was 100% correct in what I said. And she was just like, I don't care. I want to be wrong.
Dude, that's,
and it's because it's like she came to that conclusion of whatever it was. And that's how she came up with it. And fuck me for telling her that she's wrong. Like, fuck you. I mean, oh, God, dude.
I can only see it's going to be so funny when she's older, even more headstrong, button heads with you. It's going
to
be,
dude, we butt heads now. Gold. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I love her to death. But we are so alike that it is just like two Rams. Sometimes just the head butt.
I legit think she could be president someday. She could.
She's going to be like the smartest person I know. And by the time she's 16, she's going to like run circles around me and that's fine. But at 6, she's not.
I mean, you know what I mean? You just wait.
Good. That means I've did my job correctly. If she's better than me,
it's true.
But I got news for her. At 6, she ain't.
I do like her argument though. It's the ultimate argument. It's like, hey, just fuck off. I'm gonna be wrong.
You're gonna just let me do this. It's all
right.
But it just goes against like everything. Like I like it's like when I'm having a conversation with you, and I just like I'm trying to teach you, and you're just like, eh. You just like shrug it off. It's like, you know what? I don't care anymore. Cause like you will drop an argument because you've realized you've lost or that you're wrong.
No, I drop
and
an
the
argument.
The
when
super
I realize...
move is just like, you know what? You're right. It's the
I
super
mean,
move.
Yeah, I do that. But also like whenever I know that I'm right, there's just no convincing you that I'm right. I'm
but
like,
but you're
you
not.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I know that I'm right sometimes, but it's like, I don't have the words Name to once. Convince you. I can't think of them off the top. Exactly. You put me on the spot, dude. Okay, you put me on the spot.
Because there's saying, so like, many.
The hundreds.
Hundreds. Least, so. Hundreds out of thousands. Anyways, let's do a top 5 and get out of here.
Did I save my top 5? I think I did.
Well, whose idea was it? Because I got
it was Nick's. Nick had both of the ideas, and I think we chose zombies.
We chose basically name your starting 5 lineup for your zombie killing squad,
survival squad.
Okay,
that's a key difference for my list, at least.
Well,
oh man, I mean, like, well, wouldn't you want a killing squad to be your survival? Or I guess you gotta have like a mixture.
Just
I guess...
wait, I'll explain.
Okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. You go first, since you go
you
first.
Want me to go first?
Like, yeah.
Okay, get an idea. So in my 5, I have Wolverine. He's my warrior. He's probably immune to the virus, I'm guessing.
Okay.
He doesn't rely on guns or ammo, so we're not gonna run out of that. It's not gonna break. Just send him out there. He'll kill people for me. And now we get a little bit off the rails. And I'm assuming that anyone on my squad is going to be on my team. They're working for me. They're like, I can put an evil person in there, but they'll be on my side.
Okay.
So I have the Monster House from the Monster House movie.
Okay.
Because I want a place to live. So I can go live inside the Monster House and it'll defend me.
Damn, that's like, damn, that's good.
Yeah. Three. Okay. Three is the Pillsbury Doughboy because I want food and he's made out of dough. So
okay. Do you think he has an infinite regenerating supply of food?
Here's number two. No, yeah, my second person is Majin Buu from Dragon Ball Z, who has a healing ray. So we can just chop off the Doughboy's leg and then healing ray it back.
Dude, that's like
the Pillsbury Doughboy is he's going to have a rough time here. Like, there's no beating around. He's not like going to be happy with this.
So much a part of your team is he is like a prisoner of your team. And like,
maybe eventually we might need to lock him inside the Monster House. But at the start, he's on board.
Because I feel like he's like trying to tell you like, hey, no, I can just like make biscuits. Like,
yeah, that's the thing. It's like, he's like the world's best chef. You're just hell-bent on eating him.
Yeah,
you're just like chopping him to pieces. And it's like, yeah, hit him again, Majin. Hit him again.
But I think Boo also, like his ray can also, like he turned people into cookies or something in the
show.
And then,
yeah, I'm pretty sure he turned people into cookies and then ate them and then maybe got their powers. I don't know how
I don't know.
Exactly
but either way, he can make me food and he's pretty strong. So he could be a fighter too. And then I rounded it out with Albus Dumbledore because, you know, he can make light, he can make fire, he can teleport us, he can hide us, he can do a lot of magic-y stuff. So
feels like cheating a little bit, though.
I could have chosen, like, God from Bruce Almighty. So I feel like this was a step down from that.
Yeah, I guess it's the same. Yeah, it's fine. I'll allow it.
I appreciate that.
In your suggestion, I'll allow
it. So it's my five. It was built to survive, not just to kill zombies, because you're never going to kill them all. So I'm trying to survive in the midst of it.
Well, mine's a complete opposite list of that. I went with because like I'm gonna go down swinging. We're just gonna take them as many with us as we can.
Sure.
So first one I have is Optimus Prime. He can't be infected. He's a robot, right? So he's gonna mow him down, and he's like gigantic, right? Just stomp on him, and you know. But
maybe you can like sleep inside him when he turns into a truck or something.
There you go.
Right?
There you go. That sounds dirty.
That sounds like a dream. I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah. I also have Ghost Rider or the Spirit of Vengeance. I mean, zombies are pretty susceptible to fire, right? So you just ride that hell cycle and just destroy. Just destroy everyone. I have Sauron.
Ooh.
All right. These feel like cheat codes. You guys are like, I mean, that's fair. I guess there was no limit as to like who we could have on our team, but
Whatever reason.
You don't need a reason. It's just it's Sauron,
right? I had one. I was gonna do a little shameless plug with Jack the Polar Destroyer.
Nice.
But I'll go with Nightcrawler simply because again, we had the same idea with like teleportation. If I get into a sticky situation, boom, you can just get me out of there.
Yeah.
John Wick, I just think it would be cool. it was actually number five on the list. So just I would be curious to see how John Wick destroys. I don't know if he would last very long, but he seems pretty unkillable at times. And number one is Sydney Sweeney.
Nice. Okay.
Nice throwback.
I'm just kidding.
Nice callback, that's for sure. Yeah. Let's get her. What does she offer to the team? I mean, I don't know. You know, I just want her to
survive. She's a great actress.
Like, yeah, she's a great actress. Keeps entertained.
Go ahead, Jacob.
All right. Now I'm trying to think of like from Nick's perspective. It's changed the game now because like I know that like so like think of from your perspective, right? I think that I do want to have I've been reading a lot of One Piece lately, okay? As I mentioned earlier. The Thousand Sunny.
You mentioned that? I didn't know that.
I want the Thousand Sunny, which I think theoretically, like in One Piece lore, like it's the ship is technically alive. But it's like only if you're good to it. I don't know how it works, but
I didn't know that was a ship.
The Thousand Sunny is their second ship. They had the first one, the Going Merry. They had to sink it. It's very sad, but it's like, man, dude.
Spoiler alert! Come on.
Oh, so sorry. Oh shit! Yeah, I didn't think about that. I guess it's like chapter 400, but whatever.
How many chapters are in that thing?
1,100. I think 30 something now. I'm on 1,067. So,
are you actually reading it, or is someone like describing it to you in an audio?
Shelby reads it to him like a nighttime story.
Right? I'm just like, I got my feet up, I'm kicking him. I'm like,
she has to describe the pictures.
Yeah, clearly. I'm going with 1,000 Sunny. It's going to be my house, because it's a ship. I'm going to be on a ship. I think that water is also a good place to be, because a lot of, like, it depends. Are they World War Z zombies? Because those are the only ones that I know that can traverse underwater. But whatever the case, I think water is a good place to be, especially, like, you're on top of the water. They're not going to be able to get to you. So, man, I think I go with, so for my firepower, I'm going with Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen, and I'm going with Saitama from One Punch Man. I think with
I don't
those
know
two
any of these
combined,
people.
so
It's a very anime
Saitama,
heavy list.
it's a yeah. So
He has a
Saitama is
type.
notoriously, like, he can't be beaten, because he beats everybody in one punch. That's where he gets his name, One Punch Man, right? So no, like, he's not going out. He could probably punch a zombie so hard that it gets rid of the virus, right? It's one of those kind of like manga tropes or whatever. Then you got Gojo, who's just like, first of all, adorable character, super cute, right? He's
That's
so
why Jagger
fun.
wants
He's got great hair. So, like, at the end of the day, just saying, like, he's a little bit of man candy. He's a little bit of
spell
man
that out
candy,
for me.
okay? He's a good guy, but
He's
he's got some
probably the
limit.
worst guy.
No, I mean, like, he's a great guy. He's got limitless
He's not
techniques.
real. He's not real.
He's real enough, okay? So that's a good one to have on board. Then I'm thinking, like, I don't know, man.
This is more than five.
That's three. That's three.
Oh, you've
Yeah,
been talking a lot. I'm
Saitama,
sorry.
Gojo, and Thousand Sunny. Yeah, I'm gonna explain all this so we can get all caught up. You know what? I don't know anybody as a food source, though. That's the problem. It's like, I don't have a food source
Yeah, I already took the
generating.
Doughboy, so
Yeah, you did take the
you gotta find
Doughboy.
another food to
Guy
torture.
Fieri. Guy Fieri. Honestly, fucking bomb. Bomb idea,
Is
because
he a fictional character?
he can at least cook for
Kind
me.
of.
I mean, I guess if you think about it, like, the mayor of Flavortown in reality
That's
is a fictional
hey,
character.
Flavor Town's a real place to me. All right.
I mean, that's fair, but,
Yeah,
like, who
there's
we
one
see
in
on.
Gatlinburg.
Yeah, it's true.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
But I mean, like, the person we see on TV is definitely a fictional character, right? Because he's not Guy Fieri all the time,
I
right?
don't know, man.
Maybe he is,
He's
but at the end of the
living the
day,
gimmick. He has become the gimmick.
that's fair. And I think just for funsies, I'd have Orange Cassidy,
Oh yeah. Yeah, but he'd
just
be
hanging
pretty
out.
useless.
Don't have to be. We've got literally Saitama, who's like
Yeah, but we have
the end all be all,
between
and
you and Orange
Gojo.
Cassidy, there's not a whole lot of work getting done.
Doesn't have to be. I'm telling you, we're surviving just on the fact that, like, Saitama's gonna save us all the time. Gojo's gonna keep zombies from getting close. We were on the Thousand Sunny out in the middle of the ocean, just hanging out. Just a bunch of dudes hanging out on a boat together.
Yeah, you
Like,
know,
come
so there's
on.
no women in his.
With Guy Fieri.
That is very
I mean,
true, and I
there's
feel
no
bad.
women in
Actually,
mine, but
I'm gonna change my last answer. Orange Cassidy's out. Robin Nico is in. She's in the boat with us.
who is that?
She's another character from One Piece. She's
Oh,
like, she's got
okay. He's just
her.
recreating One Piece at this
Yeah,
point.
literally just doing One Piece now, but with, like, different people. But no,
And with
like,
zombies. Like, and zombies.
yeah.
I
So
like
that's
it.
my list. So
Nick, do you have anything to promote?
your new book.
2 years old, but YouTube channel, Sound of History on YouTube. It's fun
Okay.
times. If you like music history, go check it out.
Is it not Sound of History underscore? Like, because I know that's,
Well,
like, what you're
that's like the
Twitter.
URL, but I think if you Google or if you just type in Sound of History, it might
That's
show up at
fair.
this point, but I don't know.
Yeah.
We might not be big enough for it to.
Do you
You know
still do the
what?
podcast, or you just
We
move the podcast
do.
into a video podcast?
We do the podcast, but it's very sporadic. It's just kind of like when we feel like it. So I think last year we did like an episode a month. So it's very slow pace, but
You still do
we're still
that
doing
for a
it.
bit.
We're doing that
Conspiracy
for a
with
bit.
him?
Yeah, but we haven't done that in a long time.
We're
I've
gonna
been.
get to it. We're getting to it.
Yeah.
We
Hey,
gotta. We
listen, I'm
gotta.
off for 2 weeks, so you got a perfect time to do it, Jacob.
Yeah, we got
He's gonna be
time.
looking for something to do. This
All
doesn't come
right.
out until the 15th,
Cool.
I think. Hold on.
We got, like, 3 weeks off, honestly. So
Yeah,
nobody's
that's
gonna
nice.
know. Like, nobody's gonna know, but
I
we're gonna
mean,
get
I'm
it for
telling you,
them.
this comes out
Yeah.
on the 15th.
This will be after. They'll get this after we've already done the whole thing where we've been off for 3 weeks. So.
It's whatever. Any closing words for anyone?
No, it was fun. Thanks for having me on again.
Such a good
Always.
time, man. Thank you very much.
Always.